Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz, and we got a lot to get to. First day of the MLB postseason. So much to... First of all, how nice is it? Second year in a row. I think we can officially put the argument to bed about not getting the bye. It was a perfectly ridiculous argument to begin with. It was a perfectly ridiculous thing that people were clamoring to for a really long time. Like, oh, I don't want the bye. Like, why would you want to play fewer games? Why would you ever, or why would you not want to play, I should say, fewer games? Why is that something that you would not want to do? Go get the bye. Go set up your pitching. Like, let's say they even get the Dodgers here. Let's say the Phils get the Dodgers and they play them in the NLDS. Why would you not want to, why wouldn't you want to set everything up, make sure that Sanchez goes in game one, that way that the Dodgers have to waste, their top two guys. They'll be starting, I believe, later on tonight. They'll be starting Blake Snell, and then in Wednesday's game two, believe they're supposed to go Yoshi Yamamoto. So you're already down to, quote unquote, down to Ohtani, and then you're kind of at the back end of the rotation. They're already at a disadvantage if you get to it. And with the Reds, we should all be Reds fans this week. I think that's pretty clear. I think that there's not really a ton of debating that if you're a Phillies fan, you should prefer the Cincinnati Reds in this case. I just hope they take it three. I'm not going to get greedy. This Reds team, to be honest, feels a lot to me like the Dodgers team, or not the Dodgers team, the Marlins team, talking about the Dodgers. This Marlins team who took on the Phillies a couple of years ago, they don't really belong in the postseason. Great for them. Like, we were all Reds fans. They kept the Mets out. That's fantastic. But don't really think that that's going to amount to much in the postseason. Anything can happen in the best two out of three. Have only had two best of threes in the history of this format that began in 2022. They did a weird 2020 postseason setup, but this current format that they did in 2022, that they began in 2022, only have had three best of threes. That you think about the Phillies beat the Cardinals in two in 22. They beat the Marlins in two in 23, got the bye in 24. Got the bye here in 25. Just rooting for some three-game series. That would be quite nice. Other things to kind of keep an eye on this week. Obviously, there is no reseeding, but Cubs and Padres, potential teams down the line that the Phillies could potentially get here in an NLCS. The winner of that series will go on to Milwaukee. And then baseball got their wish. They're getting Red Sox, Yankees, the Yanks and Sox going up in the Bronx this week, as well as Tigers, Guardians. I like to play this game, whether it's NFL time, baseball time. There were no more obvious time slots ever than what we saw come out this week, which was that we knew from the jump that Tigers Guardians was going to be in the 1 o'clock time slot. We knew from the jump that we were going to probably have, you know, you want the day game at Wrigley, Cubs Padres out at 3 o'clock. You knew you were going to have Yankees Red Sox in that night window, and you knew you were going to have Dodgers Reds in the late game. I'm most excited Dodgers Reds because they're playing the Phillies, but I like this Cubs Padres series as well. You know, you talk about a team in the Cubs who has not been to the postseason, has not played a home game in the postseason at Wrigley since 2020, and they have not played a home game with fans at Wrigley since 2018. They don't necessarily have the lovable loser vibe that they used to back before they won the World Series, but they are certainly a team to watch here in this postseason. Whether the Padres can give them, you know, a run for their money, it kind of felt like the Padres, they were very aggressive at the trade deadline. Mason Miller felt like the headliner they got. But they, like, they're a good team. I don't know if they're a great team, but they're a good team that can beat you in a lot of different ways. So interested to watch that series. The Red Sox-Yankees rivalry, of course, always great. And Dodgers-Reds feels like the mismatch. Also something to watch, I'll be interested to see. So currently the Phillies are the odds-on favorite to win the World Series. We'll be very intrigued to see if the Dodgers get past this round, whether or not that flips to the Dodgers being the favorite. Because at that point, they would have the same number of games to go, and it would just be a matter of like who the favorite to win the series is. I think it would be very interesting to... I think it would be interesting to kind of take a look at... This playoffs format is interesting as a whole. I think if I had my druthers, I like the playoff format that the Phillies actually never participated in from 12 to 21. You know, you think about that 07 to 11 run when only four teams in each league made it, and now it's six teams. It used to be five. And I think the reason why that I kind of prefer that, why I prefer this format, or why I prefer the old format, rather, is because it puts so much of an emphasis on winning the division. You know, look at what happened this year versus what used to happen, which is that it used to be a guarantee, like a flat-out guarantee, that whoever won the NL East, NL Central, NL West, AL East, AL Central, AL West, you were guaranteeing yourself a five-game series. Now, winning the division actually means less than it did just 5 years ago. You take the Guardians, who won the AL Central, you take the Dodgers, who won the NL West, they both get subject to a three-game series despite being a division champ. They both get kind of the wild card treatment. It's three wild card winners and a division winner, just the way baseball lines itself up. Don't know if I feel great about it. I think the intensity of that wild card game, which basically played as a game 163, also kind of added to the excitement level of it all, which I thought was pretty friggin' cool. I think I like baseball so interesting because you play 162 just for the opportunity to play in the postseason, and then take a team like the Reds. Let's say they go down in two. Like you play 162, you celebrate, you pop champagne to make it to the postseason on Sunday, and your season might be done on Wednesday. You know, there's no other sport that really has that abrupt of an ending to it. And obviously they didn't win the division, but there's no sport that has that long of a climb and that short of an ending. Football, sure, you could make it on the final day of the season, then you lose a week later, but there's no series in football. It feels a little different to me. I kind of like the days of when winning the division felt like it really meant something. And it feels like we're kind of going away from that. Now we're hearing proposals of they might line up divisions by, you know, by geographical area or by time zone or whatever. I think I prefer... I like baseball having some tradition left. I like the idea that you win the division. The Phillies, in the 2 years they've won the division here, have had a bye each time. But I kind of like the idea of the division winners getting rewarded with that five-game series. And in the top, and in the top two cases, you know, the top two seeds now currently get the bye. The top two cases, they host a five-game series. So I think that's where I stand on that, generally speaking. And I think that's where I, you know, generally speaking, I think that's where I stand. I think generally speaking, that was the best format. But I also get this. Like, it is pretty cool that so many teams feel like they're in it. I mean, going back to the trade deadline, it's why it caused things to be such a seller's market, right? Like, the reason why things were such the seller's market the way that they were is because so many teams feel like they're in it. And so the sellers at the deadline feel like they can hold everybody hostage. And ironically enough, a team like the Guardians, who were rumored to trade Stephen Kwan, the asking price was too high. The Phillies seemingly wanted Stephen Kwan. They pivoted elsewhere. I got a guy like Harrison Bader, who ended up being better than Kwan down the stretch. And now the Guardians find themselves in the playoffs. Like, the Guardians not even find themselves in the playoffs. They won the division. Like, they won the AL Central. And sure, if you asked them 2 months ago, there's just no way they would have thought that would have been true. So, kind of just weird stuff going around the sport. I think the sport is still adjusting to it. Back to the idea of whether it's better or not to get the bye. So in the history of this format, which again goes back to 2022, there have now been 12 wild card or 12 teams to get the bye, right? There's a total of four each year, four in 22, four in 23, four in 24. Those teams are 6-6. Again, 6-6, 500 when getting the bye or not. The Phillies in those the series the Phillies have been directly involved in are 0-3. You know, in 22, they did not have the bye. They beat the Braves. In 23, they did not have the bye. And once again, they beat the Braves. In 24, they did have the bye. They lost the Mets. You take the Phillies out of the equation. The other nine instances of it, it's a 2-1 ratio. Teams with the bye are 6-3. Take it a step further. Last year, all the teams who made the league championship series did, with the exception of the Mets, had a first round bye. The World Series between, you know, the ALCS between the Yankees and Astros, both teams that had byes. NLCS between the Dodgers and Mets, Dodgers had a bye, Mets did not. And the World Series between the Yankees and the Dodgers, both teams had byes. So I think this idea of the bye is not better is a bit of a slanted one. I think it's a bit of a Philadelphia slant, if you will. I think a lot about what Dave Dombrowski said in spring training, which is someone asked him, would you prefer to have the bye or not? And I thought he answered it in an interesting way, which is that he goes, if it was a guarantee, right, if it was a guarantee that they were going to win the wild card series, then he would take that. He would take winning the wild card series, which I still find interesting. I don't even know that I necessarily agree with that. You can't line up your pitching, but we'll go with what Dave Dombrowski says. He's going to be a Hall of Famer one day. I will not. That's a pretty interesting way to look at it, I think. Now, the Phillies are going to stay active, a little bit more active than they did last year. They are going to host this intra-squad game on Wednesday, which, I think is a really cool thing for fans. I think it's a really cool thing. I saw the Mariners are doing one too, a few other teams. But it's a pretty cool concept to actually play real baseball. Interested to see how many innings they play, how they line up the pitching, stuff like that. I think it'll be a fun thing for fans. I think it'll be a fun thing for the team to, still actively play baseball, game-like setting. This is not football where you just keep everyone bubble wrap for 2 weeks like they do in the NFL. Like, you got to play baseball. You got to stay active. You got to, keep everyone going at all times. And I think what the interesting thing is this is a team who did get clipped by the bye last year. Like, and I don't think it was because of the bye necessarily. I think the Phillies were going to lose to the Mets. That series had been played a week earlier, but good to see them taking it more seriously. I can't imagine Christopher Sanchez will pitch in this game. I would imagine you get someone like Nola, Lizardo, maybe Ranger Suarez, though it seems like they're trying to protect their innings as well. And good for the hitters to see live pitching, too. Like, what better rotation to try and hit off of in Major League Baseball than the Phillies' rotation? So I think the Phils are in a good spot. They're going to have workouts on Tuesday. They're going to have this intra-squad on Wednesday. Intra-squad, not inter-squad, by the way. I know there was a bit of an online debate about that. And then on Friday, they're going to do the mandatory workout with, you know, that Major League Baseball has the day before each series begins. And then Saturday's go time. Really interesting possibility. Again, if the Dodgers were to win in two, you get Ohtani on the bump in a game one against the Phillies. I think that would be pretty cool. And so I think it would be a really, really fun. I think there's a chance to be a fun atmosphere at the ballpark on, you know, this weekend, especially if it's a Dodgers series. You hope for the Reds, probably better for the team. But given the current circumstances, I think it's Phils are in a good spot. Other kind of notes here just around the league and around baseball and as it pertains to the Phillies. In the next episode tomorrow, I will give you my prediction for what the Phillies 26-man roster is going to be. Also tomorrow, I think I'm going to put out a sporacle on my Twitter at Dan_Wilson4 of, you know, try and name, I think it was 47 guys played for the Phillies this season. Can you name all of the 47? Some guys played in, you know, as many as like 100, you know, game, like 155 games. Some guys played in one singular game. So we'll play that game. Maybe people can reply in the comments, either on Twitter or on this podcast, where people, you know, how many people feel like they can answer that question adequately. And so we'll do the roster projections. I do think it's kind of a bit of a I think they're going to this stay ready camp, which they've had in years past. I don't know if they're going to do it in Clearwater or in Lehigh or wherever. No reason to not have all hands on deck there. Keep as many arms as possible. It does feel like they're going to keep 12 arms, not 13 in the division series, which is not something they've done in years past. Usually they do that in the wild card series, division series. They have gone 13 pitchers, 13 hitters to get it down to that 26-man roster. Dodgers, I would imagine, will do something similar. They already had their wild card roster. They kept guys like Kershaw off it because they didn't really need him to count against their 26. You keep an extra bat. Johan Rojas doesn't look like he's going to be available here. So interesting to kind of keep an eye on who will be available, who will not be. So we'll get all that in tomorrow's episode. That's going to do it for today's episode of Phillies Today. You can always follow me on Twitter at Dan_Wilson4. You can come back here for the latest Phillies news, podcasts, etc. Myself, Justin Morgenstein, and Francisco Rojas. And of course, as always, you can, you know, always tune right here on Phillies 24/7 for the latest Phillies stuff. So again, I've been your host, Buzz. That's going to do it for today's episode of Phillies Today. Talk to you tomorrow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.